The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Take a look at that. So that arrow is the lowest amount of illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country. And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit over. Take a look at what happened.
That mass, that assassination attempt were inspiring. You instead of shying away from things, instead of ducking down, you were popping your fist in the air and saying fight, fight, fight. And I think that's, I mean, you know, the president of the United States represents America, and I think that is America. That is strength under fire, and so that's a part of the reason why I was excited to endorse you as the president of the United States for having another term here.
It is a miracle President Trump wasn't killed.
It is a miracle that Donald Trump is alive.
I think it was a miracle that Donald Trump was not struck.
Donald Trump was survived by a miracle.
Nothing short of a miracle.
There was a miracle. There was a miracle that happened, a big miracle. And Mr. Trump knows it, and his followers know it, and people all around him know that there was a miracle there.
The bigger miracle was that I was looking in the exact direction of the shooter, and so it hit me at an angle that was far less destructive than any other angle. So that was the miracle. That was,
yeah.
For those people that don't believe in God, I think we got to all start thinking about that. You have to, I'm a believer. Now I'm more of a believer.
1 month on from the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And is there any story? We've seen so many storylines, so many of them fraudulent, fake narratives that have exposed the regime media. That has exposed them time and time again. But here is a true story. An assassination attempt on the president of the United States. Probably the biggest story of the century, or at least certainly since 9/11 for America. And we're 1 month on and nobody's even concerned about it or talking about it or searching for a motive or anything. And then he goes on with Elon Musk last night. Millions of people can't wait to hear the discussion. And you've got all of these attacks on Musk, on X, to try to prevent this man from speaking. It's coming from the EU. It's coming from the Washington Post. It's coming from the White House. It's coming from the dear leader. The spirit of assassination is strong. They want to silence this man. And a month ago, they proved that they were willing to do anything to do that. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining us on this show. A busy, busy time of year for those of us heading into the new school semester for Armstrong College. And you should know I have a fairly busy course load this year. So some of the programs over the next 7-8 months are probably going to be on the fly. So you better pray for the producers. You better pray for the news gatherers. And you can pray for me, too. I would appreciate that. We're going to need some help. It's going to be a team effort. It already is, but all the more so as we go forward. You can get to the live video stream of this show on our website, TrumpetDaily.com, or you can go over to our Rumble channel, Rumble.com/TrumpetDaily, and you can join in on the discussion there. Leave us a comment after the fact. That's at Rumble.com/TrumpetDaily. I didn't mention yesterday because Sam was subbing in. And thank you, by the way, for some of the emails regarding that America Under Attack promo. I haven't even seen the entire thing myself yet, so I've got to get over and watch that. But judging by the feedback, it was very well received. In any event, I was going to say about Rumble, they did promote our Friday show, I think that it was. So there were something like 80,000 views for that program over the weekend on Rumble. So it's nice to see the promotional activity rev up after I think it had been off for a week. But just to give you an idea of here I am again, skipping ahead in my notes, the reaction from the regime media to Donald Trump just sitting down with Elon Musk and talking for 2 hours. For 2 hours. It was delayed by 45 minutes because, as Musk said at the start, there was a massive cyber attack aimed at X. This after they received, Musk and his people, a threatening letter. Richard Palmer brings this out in his morning brief. A threatening letter from the EU. Europe is concerned about them before it even happens, before anything is even said. And Europe is basically saying Donald Trump is misinformation. Anything he says. And of course, they're right in lockstep. The fascists over in Europe, they're right in lockstep with the Washington Post, with the propaganda chief, KJP, with the White House, and of course, the dear leader. He must be silenced. So where did this massive cyber attack come from? Where, oh, where do you suppose it came? Nobody's going to do a story on that. I mean, Musk has to basically get out there and broadcast that himself. Do you think the Washington Post is going to look into and investigate who attacked X right before an interview with Donald Trump? The front runner to become the president of the United States. A billionaire many times over. And another billionaire sitting down with him. They don't want you to hear the discussion. They don't want you to hear one word. I mean, a Washington Post reporter asking the propaganda chief, is the White House going to do anything to silence this discussion? They actually asked that at a press conference. And these are the people that are saying Trump is a threat to democracy. They are so fully exposed as fascists through and through. They want to control speech. They want to blot it out. Just like the Antiochus movement wants to blot out the name of Israel. Just like they want to blot out the life of Donald Trump. It's unbelievable how much this man, Donald Trump, one man, now with a little bit of help from another billionaire, Elon Musk. It's amazing how much they've exposed the real threats to democracy. Why? I mean, why would the EU be so worried? What could he possibly say that the EU would find offensive? USA Today, Trump rambles, slurs his way through the Elon Musk interview. It was an unmitigated disaster. Okay, that's the USA Today's take. Trump's senile. From the people who covered up senility for more than 4 years. Now Trump, evidently, he can't even string two sentences together. Well, go listen to the 2 hours, if you will, and just see him obliterate the Kamala campaign. She's been the border czar. And look at what she hasn't done. She has not done a thing. And then Elon Musk, for his part, says, you know, the U.S. only has 4% of the population, 3 to 4% of the population of the world. And the borders are wide open. They're adjacent to Mexico, obviously, but they're coming in from all over the world. And Musk said that all it takes is just a percentage or two increase, and that's it for America. And Trump responded by saying, hey, we're already overwhelmed. And so as he released his agenda, 20 points on the agenda, they're common sense, so many of them. the largest deportation in history. I'll come to that in just a minute. This is what people want. That's why they're tuning in by the millions. Do you think for a second that Kamala won't even give an interview to Caitlin Collins, let alone Elon Musk? Musk has offered, by the way. Musk just gave Trump a rally opportunity. That's what another one of the regime media talking heads had to say. Well, he's offered that space. He's offered it to Kamala. He would talk to Kamala for 2 hours if she wanted, but she can't, you see. She can't. They just have to, they have to carefully construct a fake narrative about this woman, even when they themselves were calling for her to step aside 2 seconds ago. Yeah, the Joe Biden, the fake president, he needs a better VP candidate. Kamala's, she's disappeared. She hasn't done anything about the immigration problem. And now all of a sudden, I guess like Richard brought out in his, I don't know if it was in Richard's morning brief or some other source that I looked at, but now all of a sudden she's like the second coming of Margaret Thatcher. She's that strong. She's that good of a female leader. These people have, as I say, with respect to the assassination attempt, we're only 1 month removed from it. Today is the 1 month anniversary. And what do you hear about the motive of the shooter or the training that he received or the fact that the local police said someone needs to be on that ARG building on the roof? What do you hear about the new body cam footage from last week? Well, you get, maybe you get 500 words in one of the regime media rags, and then they move on. If the dear leader was shot in the face, how many committees, how many investigations, how many arrests, how many firings, how many resignations do you suppose there'd be within 1 month after the attempt on Barack Obama's life? Think about that. I mean, this is exposed Republicans as well. When July 13th happened, I thought to myself, I talked to my wife, I said, this is going to finally wake up some weak, spineless Republicans. And boy, I got that wrong. What did they have? Maybe two or three committee hearings? That was it? Cheadle? And then the Roe guy? And then who else? Who else? Who's been fired? What was the shooter's motive? Why was his social media footprint covered up? Why was the attempt on Trump's life covered up in so many ways? Because it was an inside job. And you can be sure. I'm going to go out on a limb here to suggest that the deep state is responsible for the cyber attack on X last night. And maybe they had help from the EU. Who knows? I mean, these are sick people. These are the real fascists. These are the real threats to democracy. And they've been exposed. What could possibly be wrong with Donald Trump sitting down with Musk? He revealed some fascinating details about the assassination attempt. Among other things, as I say, he just destroyed the leadership of Biden and Harris, inflation, open borders, and so on. They talked about that at length. But where is Jim Acosta or Caitlin Collins sitting down with Trump? Trump's easily the most accessible interviewee there is in politics. Where are the profiles about the assassination attempt? Surely the biggest event for America this century, following 9/11, and nothing. Crickets. Silence. Why won't Jim Acosta sit down with Trump and say, listen, I this must be a difficult time for your family. Tell me about it. Tell me about the slide. Tell me about your turn to the right, when usually during your rallies, it's over on the left side, and it's usually at the end of your speech. Tell me what led up to you putting it there first, you know, right up front. Those were fascinating details that were brought out last night because Elon Musk sat down with him, and for the first 15, 20 minutes, they were talking about the assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life. And the USA Today takeaway? Well, Trump was mumbling and slurring. Okay. Okay. Propagandists. All of them. Newsweek, Donald Trump's lisp during Elon Musk interview raises questions. What? He has a lisp now? Are these people serious? The Guardian. So Donald Trump chatted with Elon, and here's the future as they see it. Losers win, incompetence rules. Can you imagine reading through this drivel? I'm just giving you the headlines, and it's nauseating. New York Times, Musk's Trump talk on X. After glitchy start, a two-hour ramble. Just Trump rambles for 2 hours, and that's just pure evil. It needs to be silenced. And Kamala remains silent, won't do an interview, and she's somehow brilliant. She is a genius politician. Why does she need to do an interview? The narrative's carefully constructed. That was one of the regime media talking heads last week. I gave you the quote. And they say the silent part out loud. We don't want her to do interviews. We're creating her in a new image. And you just take our word for it. This is why they hate it. When Trump sits down with Musk, and anyone can tune in because they can't silence it. Well, they tried to. Think about, and even for the morning meltdown to belittle 1.3 million live viewers after 45 minutes of a cyber attack, and 1.3 million viewers still stayed with it after a 45-minute delay. I'm not even sure I would do that. I heard that I didn't even listen to it live. I saw a lot of the clips this morning when we were doing show prep. But 45 minutes, I'd say 1.3 million viewers is pretty strong, to say nothing of the millions and millions that came along later and watched it after the fact. They don't want the message going out. They want to assassinate the message. As I say, the spirit of assassination is so strong, isn't it? Satan is the father of lies. He is the father of murderers. John 8 and verse 44. Fascists hate the truth because it exposes them. Says here, The Guardian, another one. The Musk-Trump X interview, a surprisingly dull meeting of two planet-sized egos. Okay, so then let it go forward. What's the problem then? If it's dull, if he's slurring, if he's lisping, then let the thing play out. Let it just be a total flop. No, instead launch a massive cyber attack. If you're the EU, send him a threatening letter and say there's going to be repercussions if you let this go forward. They couldn't stop it. Just like they couldn't stop Donald Trump with an assassin's bullet. I mean, there's some strong spiritual forces at play here. You saw it in the cold open. The Guardian, familiar vitriol and Musk, the enabler. Key takeaways from Trump's ex interview. Wow, I bet that's riveting. The Independent. Trump repeats same old talking points in Musk interview. So as I say, what's the problem then? And then The Independent refers to the lisp. That stole the show. CNN fact check. Trump made at least 20 false claims in his conversation with Elon Musk. These people are obsessed with telling you about how crazy Donald Trump is. They don't want the interview to go forward. They don't want anyone to hear it. And then when they can't stop it, they make fun of him. Lisp, slurring, rambling, vitriol. It was like a Trump rally. There's nothing new here. Well, then no problem. Let him go out there and be a complete and total flop. How about that? How about taking that as an approach? Look, he is so incompetent. He is so senile. We want him to talk as much as possible. You can't have it both ways. You can't, on the one hand, you can't say he needs to be silenced. You can't let him have one word, Mr. Musk. And then when he goes on for 2 hours, you say, it was rambling. It was incoherent. The Atlantic, Elon Musk throws a Trump rally. NPR, light on news, heavy on personality in Elon Musk and Donald Trump. In fact, there were many news-breaking moments last night. A lot of what he had to say, it coincided nicely with his 20-point agenda. I'll get to that if I have some time later. But just the fascinating details brought out. Some of this is repeating what you heard in the cold open. But listen to both of them as they talk about the assassination attempt that happened just 1 month ago today. Clip 16.
Your actions after that assassination attempt were inspiring. You instead of shying away from things, instead of ducking down, you were popping your fist in the air and saying fight, fight, fight. And I think the president of the United States represents America, and I think that is America. That is strength under fire. And so that's a big part of the reason why I was excited to endorse you as the president of the United States for having another term here is that was just incredibly inspiring. But I mean, what was it like for you?
Not pleasant.
Not pleasant.
I said there was blood. We had bullets flying right over my head after I went down. So I'm glad I went down. The bigger miracle was that I was looking in the exact direction of the shooter, and so it hit me at an angle that was far less destructive than any other angle. So that was the miracle. That was for those people that don't believe in God. I think we got to all start thinking about that. You have to, I'm a believer now. I'm more of a believer, I think, and a lot of people have said that to me. A lot of great people have said that to me, actually. If somebody could have said, because they've oftentimes said, like there'd be a lightning storm or something, because I've done, I think, over 300. I think I did a lot more than that, but we did a lot. And oftentimes they'll say, sir, could you wait 10 minutes, please? Sir, could you wait 20 minutes? There's a storm overhead or lightning or something, right? And that happens often. Yeah. And this would have been a perfect time for that to have happened. But it didn't get coordinated. That was the problem.
What I find admirable there was that you can't fake bravery under such circumstances. The courage is instinctual or it is not. It's not a rehearsed action. And so I just want to say that I think a lot of people admire your courage under fire there. And
thank you very much. I appreciate it. I didn't think of it. I just wanted to get up and I wanted to stand up. I wanted to let people know, I felt I was good when they were on top of me, covering me, actually, very much covering me and very bravely. But I wanted to get up. I said, I want to get up.
The sort of slide that got you to turn that saved your life, really, was the illegal immigration slide. Maybe this is worth talking about that.
It was
that slide saved your
life. The illegal immigration saved my life. You're right, but it was I had to be at the exact angle.
I mean, that's a great one. saved by illegal immigration.
You know the incredible thing, though, when you talk about the odds, you had to be exactly at that angle, but the incredible thing is that the chart, I used it less than 20% of the time. It was just a moment.
Yeah.
It's always on my left, never my right. And it's always at the end of the speech. So here we have it. It's on the right, not the left. It's at the beginning, not the end. And even the people that put it up, they were unprepared. And they did a great job. They got it up immediately, fortunately. But I looked to the right and the bullet came whizzing by, hitting my ear. So it was amazing. But when you think of the odds of that that normally you wouldn't use it. Normally I wouldn't have the thing. And then, it would have been a very different story. It's very much, I say, an act of God. It's a miracle that it happened. And I'm honored by it. I'm honored by it.
What were you about to say about illegal immigration before you were rudely interrupted?
Well, I was going to say how good the numbers were. By the way, we're going back to Butler, and I think I'll probably start by saying, as I was saying, prior to being so horribly interrupted.
Yeah.
But
rudely interrupted by an assassination attempt.
just a couple of senile weirdos talking about the most significant news-making event in America since 9/11. No one else evidently is interested. No one else wants to talk about. They'll talk about a lisp. They'll talk about slurring speech. Well, not with the fake president, until they just absolutely have to, I guess. But no one is interested in the miracle. I mean, you've got the assassination attempt, your own government trying to assassinate you, and then you've got the miraculous intervention on the part of God in heaven. It seems like that a few more journalists would be interested in those two storylines. But no, they've gone silent. They've gone silent. What an exposure on the criminality, the malicious intent of these self-righteous journalists that in their minds can do no wrong. You just believe me. Even if what I'm saying doesn't square with what you're watching on the video, just believe me. They had the body cam footage released. The guy that got up on the roof last week, or on July 13th, that was released last week. And evidently he was up there. He saw the shooter, saw the gun for at least 30 seconds before the shooter fired, before Crooks fired at Trump, who was just across the way. Nobody screaming for Trump to get off the stage. Nobody intervening to shoot the shooter. They had counter snipers just behind him. Well, I guess they went missing. The footage doesn't have any sound. It's not entirely easy to square with some of the other video accounts. But there's other video with sound where the local law enforcement are saying, yeah, we told the Secret Service 4 days ago that they needed counter snipers on top of the ARG building. Anybody at the Washington Post interested in that storyline? They told the Secret Service? Well, as you know, because you watch this program, the Secret Service dialed back protection for Donald Trump. The Secret Service stepped aside to let the deep state do the dirty work. It was the perfect setup. It was the perfect position to finally silence this man, to silence his speech, to silence him on the wide open border, runaway inflation, being energy independent. What could be wrong with the discussion about those issues? Kamala hasn't even released her agenda yet. What does she believe in? Now she's on to no tax on tips. I believe I've heard that from Trump about a month ago. And I believe you're the one who broke the tie to ensure that tips were taxed, okay? They want to tax you on everything. But they're out there. They know that no tax on tips for caddies, for waitresses, that's a popular policy position. As it is to say, I'm going to day one close the border. As it is to say, we're going to stop inflation, and it starts with being energy independent. We're sitting on a gold mine of oil. That was Trump's message last night. The Harris campaign, no agenda out yet. I'm sure at the top of the list when they do release one, it'll be, hey, abortions for everybody. And then they can see how popular that is with ordinary Americans. We just want to make abortions are, since the Roe v. Wade overturn, abortions are actually on the increase. Why? How could that be? If Donald Trump has eliminated it, if the Supreme Court has just eliminated it, they should. They absolutely should. Wall Street Journal. Local Pennsylvania police complained in the moments after last month's attempted assassination of Donald Trump that they warned the U.S. Secret Service days in advance that the warehouse where the shooter was positioned needed protection. For days, the warnings came in but they were not heeded. No, Roe and before him, Cheadle said, no more protection for Trump. We've got to protect Jill, Dr. Jill's down in Pittsburgh. Our resources are just stretched too thin. We just don't have, I know we've been spending trillions beyond our means since the fake president was installed. But listen, we just don't have money for Trump's security detail. The fix was in. The inside job was set. The spirit, you see it with the EU's letter to Elon Musk. The same spirit. This man must be silenced. He must be stopped. He must be eliminated. This is language they've used. He cannot become president again. He cannot return to the Oval Office. This is the language coming from the real fascists who have proven time and again. And I mean, July 13th was like the exclamation point of exclamation points. They have proven time and again that they are willing to do anything to silence this man. Anything. About 10 minutes after the shooting, another officer arriving at the warehouse said to a fellow officer, "I thought you guys were on the roof. I thought it was you. I thought it was you." "No," came the reply, with an explanation that no officers were on the roof. To which the other officer responded, "What?" He added a bit of profanity. "There was nobody on that roof? It's just common sense. If you're trying to protect someone like the dear leader, you've got people on that roof." So why weren't there counter snipers on that roof? The Washington Post is not interested. NPR is not interested. The USA Today, no. No need to go there. Republicans in Congress, we've heard enough. We heard Roe. We heard Cheadle. At least Cheadle resigned. It's time to move on. Well, Elon didn't move on. Good for him. Elon wasn't intimidated by the EU. Good for him. If they had their way, you wouldn't be able to hear anything that Donald Trump has to say. Federal law enforcement officials have said the Secret Service thought local law enforcement officers, including snipers from the Butler County Emergency Services, were supposed to secure the... It's just a big mix-up. Yeah, we thought they would take care of it. And then they say, well, we thought they would take care of it. People know. They know. Jake Tapper and company know. Scarborough knows. And so the day after, there's a riveting discussion about the assassination attempt that happened just 1 month ago. Scarborough and company, they're talking about the slur, the lisp, the senility, the rambling. They tried to stop it. They tried to silence it. They asked about it openly at the press conference at the White House yesterday. Listen to, this is the regime media melting down over the Elon Musk interview with Donald Trump, clip 7.
Elon Musk is slated to interview Donald Trump tonight on X. Misinformation on Twitter is not just a campaign issue, it's an America issue. What role does the White House or the president have in sort of stopping that or stopping the spread of that?
These are private companies, so we're also mindful of that too. Look, it is. I think it is incredibly important to call that out as you're doing.
I think that Elon Musk will let Donald Trump speak all the falsehoods and misinformation that he wants. I mean, he's not a journalist; it's not his job necessarily. Does he want to be fact checking all of the information? So,
you know, I have to imagine Donald Trump is going to be with Elon Musk tonight, spouting a lot of garbage.
Musk's rise as a Trump backer comes as X has turned into a haven for the spread of misinformation.
But it does appear clear that he's abusing his privileged position to sow disinformation that generates discord and distrust in the electoral process.
I hope you didn't listen to all 2 hours, but we did listen to a bunch of it, mostly rambling, mostly Donald Trump talking once they did get it up and running. And again, just painting this American carnage, dark, dark picture of America, contrasted with the enthusiasm and crowds we've seen from the Harris campaign.
I mean, first of all, Trump was not challenged once during this interview. Elon Musk has sort of remade Twitter X as to a sort of a very Trump-friendly platform. Night after, we're seeing footage night after night of the vice president and her running mate having these raucous, joyful rallies. People are laughing. People are smiling. They're dancing to Beyonce before she takes the stage. Trump, on the other hand, is this. It was 2 hours. I mean, he was...
Yeah, I mean, David, do you think Harris is going to have to sit down for these interviews? I mean, she hasn't yet, and it has not been her strongest forum in the course of her career.
Yeah. I imagine she will. I don't know. The way you communicate presidential campaigns is also a little different in the TikTok era from the way it was in the network.
Megan is nodding. She doesn't think candidates have to do these interviews at all.
in the network TV.
what a double standard right there on display. Trump, he wasn't challenged once. Kamala, she hasn't done one interview, even with the friendly regime media. They justify it there at the end. Well, I mean, it is the TikTok era. It's a different time. She doesn't need to do interviews, but Trump! Trump does the interview, and Musk is supposed to just attack him, or else it's not worth listening to, or else it should be stamped out. But the beginning of that montage we just played for you, how revealing is it for the Washington Post, okay, the Post, to ask the chief propagandist at the White House, what is the White House going to do to stop this interview? To stop it? What is the federal government what is the deep state going to do to stop the Musk-Trump interview from going forward? Do they even hear themselves? They love them some fascism, don't they? They certainly do. They love blotting out free speech. When it comes to the political opposition, it must be blotted out. Richard Palmer, he writes, Elon Musk's interview with Donald Trump was a hit. President Trump said he was honored by the miracle that preserved his life from the assassin's bullets. He promised deportations to deal with the migrant crisis and said he would stand up to America's enemies. Perhaps as remarkable as the speech is the news around it. According to X's live tracker, 1.3 million people tuned in live, followed by millions more unique views later, though unique views can also mean someone simply scrolling past the tweet. Musk also claimed that he distributed denial of service attack when hackers tried to overload a service through a large number of requests. They tried to take X down. The EU, for its part, also tried to intimidate Musk before the interview went out. Thierry Breton, the European Commissioner for Internet Market and Services, warned that the interview could violate Digital Services Act. He warned that before he even listened to any of the interview. He warned ahead of time, this could be unlawful, just sitting down to talk with Donald Trump. That's where we are. Not just in America. That's where we are in the EU as well. What kind of a threat must Donald Trump represent to these liberal fascist socialists, these Marxists that are controlling government in high places? Well, look at some of Donald Trump's agenda points. This is from his website. I think this was released just yesterday or day before. Number one, this is the Trump agenda. Seal the border and stop the migrant invasion. Seal the border. Stop the invasion. Listen to what Trump and Musk had to say about the invasion at the border, among other things. This is clip 3.
Kamala was the border czar. Now she's denying it. Everything that I do, she's saying yeah. She was strong on the border. We're going to be strong. Well, she doesn't have to say it. She could close it up right now. They could do things right now. It's horrible. No tax on tips. And all of a sudden she's making a speech and there will be no tax on tips. I said that months ago. And by the way, they had just the opposite. You know, they had not only tax on tips, but they hired 88,000 IRS agents, and many of them were assigned to go get waitresses and caddies and all of this on tips. They have a policy. They had a policy that they were really going to go after you and were really harassing people horribly. And then all of a sudden, for politics, she says, you know, she comes out with what I said.
Stop the invasion at the border. His second point on the agenda, the largest deportation operation in American history. Listen to what Elon Musk had to say in response, talking about the invasion at the border. This is clip four.
It's just the border. It's just the border with Mexico, but the people coming in, it's Earth, the rest of Earth. and America is only, you know, about 4 or 5% of the population of Earth. It would only take a few percent of the rest of Earth to overwhelm everything.
We're already overwhelmed, Elon.
We're already overwhelmed. See, these are two individuals that identify this great evil, this attack on America. America's under attack, as our book headline brings out, as we advertise all the time. They see the attack, and so does the EU, and they want it. They love it. They love when America is being attacked. They love seeing America being destroyed from within. And so does Russia. So does China. So do the mullahs in Iran. And so does the dear leader. Stop the invasion. Carry out the largest deportation in history. Number three on the Trump agenda. End inflation and make America affordable again. End inflation. Musk and Trump talked about food prices going up in some cases 50, 60, 70%. People can't afford to fill up their gas tank and they can't afford to fill up the shopping cart. I mean, that's important to ordinary people. And here are billionaires that just because of what they have could easily just dismiss it like so many of the talking heads do. Oh, inflation's not really that bad. It's actually going down. It's actually, over the last 18 hours, it's just come down about 0.004%. These are good signs. The economy is just booming. You've heard them. You've heard them lie. They're living in their D.C. and New York City bubbles with their millions and millions of dollars shopping for and buying whatever they want. And then telling you, times have never been better. I mean, this is some kind of recovery. Make America the dominant energy producer in the world. And the two are tied together. That's number four. The two are tied together. You become energy independent. You produce your own energy. And prices for transporting all these goods around the country, they plummet. Think about a semi truck that travels across the nation delivering goods when gas is half as cheap as what it is now because you're energy independent. It's just common sense. Stop outsourcing and turn the U.S. into a manufacturing superpower. Well, we got a little bit of insight into that when Trump was in power for his first term. Jobs were actually coming back to these manufacturing cities. When everyone thought they were gone for good. That's why they turn out in droves in places like Butler, Pennsylvania. Large tax cuts for workers and no tax on tips. That's number six. Trump. Number seven, defend our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our fundamental freedoms, including freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the right to keep and bear arms. So says the anti-democracy candidate. Really? Have you ever heard Obama or any of his acolytes say something such as that? No, they talk about the negative restraints that are in the Constitution and how that prevents us from really expanding our power. It prevents us from building the socialist state. It prevents us from becoming like Venezuela. That's what they really believe. In the weaponization of government against the American people, stop the migrant crime epidemic, rebuild our cities, including D.C., make them safe, clean, and beautiful, keep the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. I'm just hitting some of the high spots. Keep men out of women's sports. That's number 17. Deport pro-Hamas radicals and make our college campuses safe and patriotic again. What a crazy. What a weirdo. Americans know. Yeah, I'd actually like to see that happen, they say. Secure our elections. That's number 19. And number 20, unite our country by bringing it to new and record levels of success. Here's Musk and Donald Trump talking about runaway inflation in their interview last night, clip 8.
A lot of people just don't understand where inflation comes from. Inflation comes from government overspending because the checks never bounce when it's written by the government. So if the government spends far more than it brings in, that increases the money supply. And if the money supply increases faster than the rate of goods and services, that's inflation. So really, we need to have, we need to reduce our government spending, and we need to re-examine. I think we need like a government efficiency commission to say like, hey, where are we spending money that's sensible? Where is it not sensible?
Right.
And we need to live within our means. Take Venezuela, for example. Venezuela should be incredibly prosperous. They have, you know, phenomenal reserves of everything, oil, everything, and it should be prosperous. But if the government's wrong, it impoverishes the people. And so I think we should not be complacent in the United States in thinking that and taking our prosperity for granted, because if with bad government policy, we can run the country into the ground.
What a dangerous discussion this is. Talking about inflation, the assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life, illegal immigration. Why would the other side want to silence that? Why would they attack X? Why would there be a massive cyber attack on X right before Elon Musk sits down with Donald Trump? I mean, it was delayed 45 minutes. They nearly succeeded in killing the conversation, just like they nearly succeeded in assassinating Donald Trump 1 month ago. 20 points on the agenda, 2-hour discussion. Here's a man who, as we've noted so many times before, he's unafraid. He'll talk about anything. It's totally unscripted. On the other hand, listen to this bit of commentary about Kamala. No meetings. Nothing on the agenda today. Nothing on the agenda politically. Not yet, anyway. And then they're coming right up to, I think, the convention. Isn't the Democrat convention next week? Listen to CNN and I forget who the other segment is representing. There's two clips here put together. Clip 2.
Why hasn't Kamala Harris laid out her policy agenda? I mean, it's not even on her campaign's website.
So she's doing that this week. She's talking, particularly about her economic message. She's also, been going across the country. She's stopping, before going on stage and talking to reporters. And I expect more of that as we go into the convention on Monday.
A lot of people expecting her to do a proper sit down very soon, frustrated that it hasn't happened yet.
What's on the vice president's schedule today?
Well, she's traveling and talking to voters and getting her message out there to the American people, something that she's been doing from the very start of this campaign and something that she certainly did when she was President Biden's running mate as vice president. But look, you just mentioned the speech she's going to be giving
in New York. I was asking about today, and I don't think she's got any campaign events on the schedule today, does she?
Well, she and Governor Walz have been traveling across the country. They hit nearly every battleground state last week. On the campaign trail, they raised $36 million within the first 24 hours.
It's laughable, isn't it? Nothing on the to-do list today. No campaign stops. No agenda's been posted yet. No interviews for, what, 23, 24 days? No interviews. But Trump, he talked, he rambled for 2 hours. Had a lisp. Yeah, lots of mumbling. And also, we tried to blot it out before it even happened. The 19th one, I'll just read it again. Secure our elections, including same-day voting. This is from Politico. Sam just sent me this. The nation's best hackers found vulnerabilities in voting machines, but no time to fix them. The nation's best hackers. Yeah, these machines are vulnerable. And Trump says we need to secure our elections. We need to eliminate voter fraud. You got Beto O'Rourke's out there saying Texas is in play. They said that last time. But they really believe it, because if in Harris County they can get the Democrat machine manufacturing votes, you never know. I mean, that's something they ought to take seriously. Republicans, if they had a spine, Harris County around Houston, San Antonio, Austin for sure. Here comes these stories. 4 years late. And of course, no time to fix them. No, there's just no time. We don't have the time or the resources to put a counter sniper on the roof. I mean, come on. Come on, our resources, they're stretched so thin. These people will do anything to destroy Donald Trump. Look at what they did with Joe Biden. Again, you think about, just to run with what I said at the start, the spirit of assassination, the anti-democratic spirit. I mean, it's so strong. Listen to this from the Musk interview. This is clip 5.
We cannot have a Democrat. We cannot have her. She's incompetent. She's as bad as Biden in a different.
Yeah.
Look, she hasn't done an interview since this whole scam started. And say what you want. This was a coup. This was a coup of a president of the United States. He didn't want to leave. And they said, we can do it the nice way or we can do it the hard way.
It was a coup. Nancy Pelosi, she was asked about this recently. And she said, well, I didn't make one phone call. That's what she hides behind. She was there working with the dear leader, working with Schumer, forcing Biden out. It was a coup. And then Kamala, without getting one vote, she's installed. And then they try to create the fake narrative. She's so wonderful now. Now she's the second coming of Obama or Margaret Thatcher. And she doesn't really even need to post her agenda, because she's Kamala. Listen to Joe Scarborough this morning as he was talking about the state of America today, clip 6.
America is doing great. We're stronger than ever economically. We're stronger than ever militarily. We're stronger than ever culturally. Our soft power, our hard power, everything. I mean, we've fed and freed more people than any other country on the planet. Americans are good people.
So if that's true, then just let Donald Trump keep rambling. If everything's perfect and Kamala and Biden have been at the helm the past 4 years, you've got nothing to worry about. But they are worried. That's why they tried to attack X last night. That's why they tried to silence X last night. And that's why they tried on July 13th to assassinate Donald Trump. That's all we have time for on today's show, the fastest moving hour in broadcasting. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We thank you for joining us on today's show, and we'll see you again tomorrow.